Takbir.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I will bear witness that there is but one God and Muhammad is his messenger. My topic for today, and I don't know why I didn't go before these two imams, but they put me after these two imams. So my topic for today is, what are the spouse's roles and responsibilities? And how do they decide on and attain goals working together? Excuse my voice, it's a little hoarse. So I ask you to excuse me. I might crack a little bit along the way. To begin with, I thought about something that my leader and teacher, Imam Qasim, I learned from him. He said that in definition is direction. So, and that's something that I use in the classroom with my kids all the time. If you don't know something, define it. Because if you define it, it's going to tell you something about it. So I know we think of the word role and responsibility. Everybody say, oh, I know what my role is. I know what my responsibilities are. But do you really, really know what your role and responsibilities are? So I thought I would begin by giving a definition. And I didn't do the Arabic. I did do the English definition because we do speak and think in English. So for the word role, the meaning is job, position, or function. What's your job? You know, like on the stage, they said, my role is this. You know, they act in a particular character. So what is your job? What is your position? What is your function? Now, the word responsibility is actually two words into one word. And it means to respond. You have respond and you have ability. Two words. So it actually means for you to be able to respond to the ability that Allah has put inside of you. That Allah has created inside of you. So are you able to be accountable? So it also means to be accountable too. So I'm going to try to get across my points in this short period of time. Two prerequisites. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Two prerequisites for getting into understanding more about your role and your responsibilities is... I'll begin with a verse from the Quran, Surah 4, Ayah 1. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. Most of y'all are familiar with that verse. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single soul. Like Imam Qasim said, a single soul, not just a person, be it male or female. Of like nature, his mate, and from them twain scattered, in parentheses, like seeds, countless men and women. That's a prerequisite because, first of all, Allah says that you need to know that he is your guardian Lord, that he's the one who created us. He created us for us to come together, male and female. Not male and male, not female and female, but male and male. And to together, come together to produce children. That's our lineage. Two males can't produce, two females can't produce. So right there, Allah gives specific instructions for us. That's a prerequisite. Next is, وَمَا خَلَقَ تُجَنَّ وَإِلَّا وَإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And Imam Qasim mentioned this. If you don't know, first of all, why you were created, that's a big problem. I don't even know you should be thinking about getting married if you don't even know why you were created. So Allah says in the Quran, and that I have only created jinns and men that they may serve and worship me. So that is our primary purpose. If you get these two things right, first of all, that God, Allah is your creator, okay? He created you, male and female, from one soul to come together to have a family, okay? That's the idea. But first, the first thing is that you know that Allah created you to worship him, not to worship her, not to worship your, you know, the man, not to worship the job, the car, the money, None of those things, but to worship Allah only, our Creator. So I want to begin with, and before I begin with the male, I do want to say this one thing too that goes along with this, is that Allah says that to obey Him in the Quran, obey Him, His Messenger, and those placed in authority over you. So all of this is real important before you even get into the role and the responsibility of the male and the female. Because if you're not willing to obey what Allah says in the Quran, like Imam Asim said, what's the point? Okay? If you're not willing to obey the messenger whom Allah has given to us as the excellent example, then what's the point? And then, if you're not willing to obey those placed in authority over you, and our leader Imam Muhammad has said that, it's talking about you, your own self first. You have to obey the best that Allah has put inside of you. Not just what's outside of you, but your own soul. So these are prerequisites before we even get to what our role is. So for the male, now, and this is primary because I don't want you to sit there and say, oh, sister, look, it's more to the man than that. Or it's more to the sister than that. Okay, we're talking about primary. We're talking about Allah's instructions and why He created us. So for the male, I'm going to read to you from Surah 4, Ayah 34. Arajalu kawwa muna anan nasai bima fadallallahu baddahum ala baddin wa bima an taku min amwalihim. And in this surah, it tells you brothers, specifically. Now, is this all you're supposed to do? No. Men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has given the one more strength. Now, in parenthesis, it says more strength than the others. And you know, right away you think of physical strength, but it really is more responsibilities. And because they support them from their means. Now, this is what Allah says in the Quran. This is not what Sister Nadia is saying. And that sort of protects me. So the Arabic word kawamun means that to be responsible for support, protection, supervision. A lot is included in that one word. And not just go out and earn a paycheck and come home. I had a sister tell me that she was married to this brother. He would go out and work every day. And he would come home and he would get on the sofa and watch TV till he fall asleep. And do you think that sister was happy with that? Yeah, he was paying the bills. But was she happy with that? Uh-uh. Don't think that all you have to do is just make a paycheck and bring it home. There's a lot more involved in the responsibilities. This is just your role. The responsibilities are huge that goes with that role. Caring, being the leader of your family, protecting, maintaining your family. Okay, so, and actually when the husband is in the right spirit with this, what's in the Quran, he's excited about going out to go to work. He's excited about bringing home a paycheck to take care of his family, and making sure they're safe, and making sure all these things are functional and working. He's excited about it. When you get to the point where you're not excited about it, then Satan has slipped in there somewhere. When you're not excited about it, because Allah put this in your nature to be this way. So because I have 5 minutes, or less than 5 minutes, I'm going to move right along to instructions for the female. And this is, I'm revisiting Surah 4, Ayat 1 again. وَتَقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَكِيبًا. And reverence Allah through whom you demand your mutual, in parenthesis, rights. And reverence the wombs, in parenthesis, that bore you. For Allah ever watches over you. Now, I use this particular ayat because when you think about the word womb, you don't think about the man, do you? You don't. You think about the woman. So that's a very primary position for a woman, to be the mother, to be the womb of mine. Imam Muhammad taught us that many years ago, the womb of mine. It's very honorable. Some women don't like to think of, well, sister, my role is not just to have a baby. No, it's so much more involved than that. When that baby comes into the world, think about it. And then look at your biology too, your physical biology. When that baby comes into the world and it comes out, and you might give it to the dad in our tradition to recite the adhan in the baby's ear. But as soon as that dad finishes reciting the adhan in that baby's ear, he's gonna do what? Pass that baby right on over to the mom, right? And because that's, it actually begins before that, but the husband can't feed and nourish that baby. You, Allah has put in you everything that baby needs. So right there tells you that's your primary job. That's your primary role. That doesn't mean that you can't go out and be educated and become a professor or president of a country. No, but primary, because if you don't do this part, that's what causes society to decay and fall down. We look at the kids now and we say, oh my goodness, who's mothering these children? Okay, so the role is so huge. And Allah puts it right in the same verse with brothers, your guardian Lord. He puts it right in that same verse. So it's a very honorable role. And I know my time is running out, so I'm going to close it up like this. So in order for you to fulfill those responsibilities, which are huge, you have to have what we call shared responsibilities. The responsibilities are shared. There may be a time when a brother doesn't have a job. Maybe the sister does. If he's the right kind of brother, she's going to share whatever she has with him. But if she's going to work all day and she comes home, the dishes are dirty, the children haven't been cared for, the house, and she, pretty soon she's going like, brother, what's wrong with you, okay? So vice versa. The husband is out, he's doing his job. When he comes home, he doesn't want to come home to a dirty house, children unkept. So the responsibility has to be shared. And it doesn't mean you can only do this or you can only do that. We share our responsibility. We become a team. We become a successful team when we see that and we respect each other as teammates. Work together for oneness in our life and our relationship with Allah, and we'll have a successful family life, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar.